Reabsorption is going to take place primarily, well, actually in three places. The proximal convoluted tubule, about 65% of the filtrate is reabsorbed right there in the proximal convoluted tubule. So it gets filtered out in the renal corpuscle, and 65% of it, over half of it, gets reabsorbed back into the blood right away in that proximal convoluted tubule. Next, the filtrate will move down what's called the descending loop of Henle. So it'll move down that loop that extends downward from where the corpuscle is. And at that spot, water is going to be reabsorbed back into the bloodstream. And the ascending loop, as that loop starts to travel back up again, there will be ions reabsorbed back. So water is reabsorbed as in the descending part of the loop, and ions are going to be reabsorbed in the ascending or rising part of the loop. And then finally, number four, I forgot to mention this, distal convoluted tubule. So once you come back from that loop of Henle, you enter what's called the distal convoluted tubule. And this is going to be a place where reabsorption also takes place. It tends to be under hormonal control. So this is where the kidneys can kind of fine-tune how much is being reabsorbed and how much is being released with the urine. And I want to point out also that even though it's not technically part of the nephron, the collecting system or the collecting duct, there's reabsorption that can also occur there, and that especially reabsorption of water, and that's going to help to control the urine volume. So whether the person is producing a lot of urine or a little bit of urine, and this is how the body can conserve water. If you produce less urine, you get to keep that water in the body. If you produce lots of urine, you get rid of excess water. And I want to point out the process of concurrent multiplication. We're not going to talk about this in a lot of detail. But this is what's going on. This happens right around the loop of Henle. There are organic wastes, including urea, that are going to accumulate in the kidneys right around the loop of Henle. And what this does is it helps to efficiently allow the reabsorption of solutes and water before they're lost as urine. And it also it does this by establishing a concentration gradient that allows the passive reabsorption of water. So all of those wastes that are sort of cal that are accumulating around the loop of Henle are going to cause water to leave the descending loop of Henle by osmosis. So if you think back to cell biology, that water is going to move from an area of higher concentration of water to a high area of lower concentration of water outside of the nephron itself, to that area where all that urea is concentrated. So it's almost like a osmotic suction, pulling the water out of the nephron before it gets to the distal convoluted tubule.